You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You call that a news update? This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
Nicole, how are you going?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good. I've got to be honest, this first piece of information we're talking about does make me quite happy because along with what I'm sure everybody knows, the Pavlova and many other things, your Deputy Prime Minister is ours.
I know, I can't believe this news. That's crazy.
So what's been happening? What does this mean? Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce is a dual citizen of New Zealand. What does this mean for his career?
Yeah, so we have this provision in the Constitution, Section 44, that for some reason no one had really mentioned until the last couple of months, and it basically says that you can't have dual citizenship to be an MP. Like, you have to only have an Australian citizenship. And it's a very old provision, and I think it was, back in the time of people being worried that people would be spies, subject to a foreign power, things like that. Mm. And so now that, that even the Deputy PM is, getting caught up in this, there are questions over whether he will still hold his seat, and he said, we'll just have to let the High Court decide.
So does he know when, can he be the Deputy Prime Minister while this is all sort of being reviewed, or does he have to step down in the meantime?
Yeah, well, the thing is, the other parties in Parliament are saying, do the right thing and stand down in the time being, but he said he's confident that the High Court will, rule in his favour, so he's staying on. But I think the real reason for that is because they hold such a slim majority. I mean, the government has a one-seat majority in the House of Reps, so this could actually change everything.
Mm. So, moving on, Pauline Hanson, who is a parliamentary MP, was seen wearing a burqa in Question Time in opposition of Islamic dress, stating it is a security risk and that it promotes the oppression of women. What do you think about this?
Yeah, this is an interesting one. I mean, it offended basically everybody else in Parliament apart from myself. Mm. The Attorney General, George Brandis, he's not known for being a human rights advocate by any means. He's had a lot of troubles with the Human Rights Commission, and he wanted to change the Racial Discrimination Act. But even he decided that he would criticise Pauline Hanson heavily for this because, it's basically just a stunt to prove her point, and there were no security issues. She'd already been identified before coming into the chamber. Mm. And he'd been responsible for national security for the past 4 years. And he says every director general and every federal police commissioner has told him, you have to work cooperatively with the Muslim community. You don't have to try and back them into a corner or be disrespectful.
And he said, I believe Senator Brandis was close to tears and said to ridicule that community is to drive it into a corner, to mock its religious garments is an appalling thing to do. I would ask you to reflect on that. And what kind of, what kind of reception did he receive from the other people in Parliament?
Yeah, he got a standing ovation from Labour and the Greens and his own colleagues too. Most of them were applauding him. I think, now and then in Parliament there are moments where people do get emotionally involved, and it's kind of just affects everybody. It's not really partisan. I think it was a nice moment. I mean, credit where credit's due. Like, she didn't appear to have really any reason to do this apart from advance her own points, and it was, a religious garment. Like, it just seemed completely inappropriate.
Why does she think, she seems convinced that the oppression of women could be a major issue here. She said something along the lines of, I don't want my daughters to have to grow up feeling like they have to cover up. What do you think she's thinking here?
It's really strange because, that takes away the agency of the women to decide that they want to wear that in the first place. Yeah. It's this is very confusing. I think she's using the Muslim community as a scapegoat. Pauline Hanson has a history of, choosing a minority group as scapegoats. I mean, in the past, she was saying, Asians were the problem. And then now that we have, very large Asian population in Australia and nothing has happened. She's kind of moved on.
Right, so, So just her next target. Well, hopefully that blows over soon. Finally, the federal government has moved to relax secrecy rules that made it illegal for detention centre workers to speak out against abuse or neglect. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, this is some good news. So the government basically had this rule that workers in immigration detention centres would be subject to 2 years jail if they spoke out about abuse or neglect of the facilities. And so this had made, you know, a lot of NGOs, you know, really angry in the public because it was putting people at risk and it seemed unnecessarily secretive. And so now they've moved an amendment saying that people can, it'll only be illegal for workers to release information that will put Australia's security at risk. That makes a lot more sense. The Immigration Minister, Peter Dutton, said the changes will reflect the policy's original intent. But of course, people are pointing out that it seemed like the restrictions appeared to be designed to keep a lid on whatever was happening in the centres, and the amendment is basically the government backstepping and admitting the current provisions were a little bit too extreme. So, you know, I mean, there were questions about whether these rules would have stood up in the High Court anyway. They seemed a little bit draconian and they weren't received very well for a long time, so it seemed like a step in the right direction.
And refugee advocates have been challenging the secrecy rules in the High Court for quite some time. Is this kind of a win for them?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, a lot of advocacy groups, you know, have had reports from workers saying they had very real concerns that there was a potential for them to be prosecuted and, it was just a lot of secrecy and confusion. And now the fact that there can be a little bit more transparency is welcome.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for talking to us this week, Nicole, and we will talk to you next week.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.